Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two cards in my hand and clear the room. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American, they wanted the right. American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You all are so stupid, it is you take lessons.
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Saving on the Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting and tweeting, and being part of the conversation. Head up to the website. You can learn all about the show, stations, times, places you can catch the show. And I really, honestly, appreciate the time that you're spending. There's a whole bunch of stuff I want to get to. Hey, Xander Gibb is going to join us after the break. And Xander is currently residing in unjolly old England. We're going to talk about, well, what everybody else is talking about. Markle, you know, and Harry. And truly, I haven't heard anybody yet that says that, you know, it looks like Harry looks like a puppy dog in love. Just being led all over the place by her. And if you listen to her and you watched it the other night, I mean, she's so unself-aware. Okay? And you just, you look at these people and you say, why do we give them any place in society at all? They're entertainers, for God's sakes. They're, and especially her. And I don't mean singling her out, but her type. How many hit shows was she in? You count them. And you can tell by the way she talks and sits and again, most of her responses. Look at me. What about me? Look at all the good stuff I did. This is what I'm doing. Right? This was not a tell-all. This was a I want you to feel bad for me interview. I want you to, you know, I want you to perceive how bad it was for me. They're all victims. Another Democrat victim. All right, we're up to six with Governor Groper. Yeah, that's right. Cuomo. I love when guys like him get caught. Self-righteous, you know, just telling people to shut up, that they don't know what they're doing. He's the smartest one in the room. He's the one we should be listening to. Wrote a book. Got an Emmy. None of those people will apologize. None of them. Matter of fact, some of them are doubling down saying you need to stand behind him. And again, another aide came forward. So a female aide alleges that New York Governor Andrew Cuomo aggressively groped her in a sexual manner after she summoned the Groper's mansion last year. The staff member had been called to the mansion to help Cuomo with phone troubles. That's a new one. They were alone in private residence, and he shut the door. He reached under her blouse and groped her. That's according to another source. The woman is much younger than the governor, according to the sources. And they're not authorized to comment publicly, sure. She told Cuomo to stop when he reached under her blouse. The woman reported and said the governor frequently flirted with her, and it wasn't the only time that he touched her. Now, here's what the shame on them goes. If there were other women around this woman that knew what was going on, that knew how the governor was treating her and didn't say or do anything, shame on you. I don't want to hear about your job. All I ever hear about is this bunch of you self-righteous people who keep telling me how great you are, how moral you are, how wonderful you are, and then stuff like this goes on a regular basis. And then the great and wonderful Kamala, whatever her name is, not a word, wouldn't even answer questions on Cuomo's sexual harassment scandal. Right? I mean, these. What happened to Me Too? What happened to women's rights? What happens to women's equality? Well, I know there are no more women, right? I mean, aren't we down to gender neutrality? Is that what we're pushing? Anyway. Now, the details are listed. I'm not going to go through them, but the details are listed. They were reported by the Albany Times Union. The paper wrote an initial report, and they did not give her identity. I don't think it's been released as of yet. The governor's executive chamber, which includes senior officials, became aware of the woman's account back in March. But on Tuesday, Cuomo said that he wasn't aware of the newest allegation in the series. Seriously, you got this many? Remember, every time there was one against Trump, they wanted him gone. They wanted him to resign. He should resign. Trump should resign. Among another allegation. What do you mean another? This guy's had six in a matter of 2 months. He killed thousands of people in nursing homes. And that self-righteous person is still there. And he still thinks he's wonderful. Right? And now lawmakers are demanding Cuomo resignation. He won't do it. You know, he's going to have to be told by the upper echelon of the Democrat Party that they're issuing impeachment orders. The Republicans will do it, and they got enough Democrat votes to pull it off. Do you want to go out under impeachment, or do you want to go out under resignation? Right? In response to the Times Union report, Cuomo said in a statement, "As I said yesterday, I have never done anything like this. The details of this report are gut-wrenching. I'm not going to speak to the specifics of this or any other allegation given the ongoing review, but I'm confident in the results of the Attorney General's report." Really? We've heard that before, right? Deborah Katz, the attorney for another accuser, stepped forward. Said in response to the latest account that it was eerily similar to the client's experience. These guys, there's a certain way, there's a certain woman they look for. There's a certain vulnerability they look for. And he's creepy anyhow. Him and the brother. So, again, the Dems, second, I was going to say set of standards, that there are no standards. Whatever I want to do, I get to do. The law doesn't matter, and whatever I want to do, I get to do, period. End of discussion. That's really what it's going to boil down to. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Don't go far. Xander Gidd joins us at the other side of the break. You're listening to The Real Side.
My doctor prescribed me Viagra. It wasn't covered by my insurance, so it was costing me like $65 a pill. That's expensive.
Over 20 million guys like us use Viagra. Over a certain age, we just need it. I found a way to pay less than $3 a pill and get virtually the same effect of the $65 pill. I heard an ad just like this on the radio called, and for $99, I got 40 generic versions of the $65 pill. Save yourself money and call right now and get over 40 pills for $99. There's no embarrassment here to use Viagra. If we're over 50, we need it, but not at high prices. Call now with your credit card and get the 40 pill special for just $99.
800-814-5188. 800-814-5188. 800-814-5188. That's 800-814-5188.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need, just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Anyone know the effects? Anyone? Anyone? Anyone?
We are back. Don't forget your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I want you to be involved. I want you to be engaged. I want you to be part of the solution. And the way I do that is I bring the experts in. I know absolutely nothing about the royal family, but I know who does. All right, you know, he's one of my favorites. I love when you guys ask me, when's he going to be on? Well, he's on now, okay? So pay attention. Matter of fact, if you would pay attention to the email blast that I put out that you guys sign up for, then you would know. Anyway, Xander Gibb joins me as he does every week or every other week or as often as I can get him on. Xander, and I bet you that England is all abuzz this morning, aren't they?
Oh, buzz is not the word. It's like zoom, bzoom, bzoom. It really is all of us.
So I guess
today.
The Queen was all excited about Markle talking about their, you know, interpersonal relationships.
I think it's shocked the royal family because it's really not the done thing to discuss, you know, private family matters. But when you consider the 12 million people watch the interview in the UK, they have, they've kind of aired their dirty linen in public. And I don't know whether this is the end or the beginning, because, you know, we're going to obviously talk more about the interview, but, you know, the Queen has said some quite interesting, you know, she gave a press conference today while she kind of, you know, said a statement, and she didn't say, you know, I'm going to kill her, or, you know, I'm sending 007 to get her, but I think that she was hurt, because I'm not a royalist, but I'm not anti, but she seems to be a nice old lady. You know, she's like your grandmother, apart from the fact that she's, you know, the leader of the Commonwealth kind of thing.
Yeah, but she's always been a bit of a spitfire. She's able to hold her own. She's definitely not a weak leader by any stretch of the imagination.
No.
And, you know, when you think about Markle, I don't care who you are or what you are, she may have perceived herself as being, I mean, it's really tough being in a castle. It's really tough having in a mansion and having all your needs taken care of and not worrying about the credit card being declined at the store. That's really a tough place to be, isn't it?
It is, and I actually went into that interview, you know, wanted to, because obviously I probably wouldn't have watched it if it wasn't for the fact that I get called upon to comment on these things, you know, being an American living in the UK, from my perspective. But I'm glad I watched it, because it shifted my viewpoint somewhat. And whilst I still think she brought a lot of it on herself, I do think that it could have been handled a little better, which I'm sure you're surprised at me saying.
Well, no. I am a little bit, because I don't understand the nuances of everything. But
right.
When I sit there and I hear Oprah, you know, they're talking about racism. They're talking about how she was, here's a rich black woman who started off with nothing, could only make this happen in America, becomes the, what is it? She's got one of the largest or the largest black female-owned media company. She's one of the richest women on the planet, talking about being oppressed with somebody who is virtually a nobody, right? I mean, you're more in entertainment than I am. What was Markle's claim to fame? Was she like a class A twerker or something? I mean, what?
No, she was in a TV show called Suits, but she was like, she had a speaking role, but it wasn't like a main role. And, you know, I don't want to beat her up. She wasn't kind of like, you know, an Oscar-winning actress. She was an actress from a TV show. But, I want to be balanced about my commentary with this. I mean, I do think she had ideas above her station. I do really think she wanted to be Diana. But does that cancel out the way she was treated?
Oh, but wait, no. Wait a minute. Let's go down. I think this might be the first time we're not totally on the same page here. So here's my point, though, is that she walked into this with an attitude, with her nose in the air, okay?
She did.
And when I saw her with, and again, I don't understand how the Brits work with this, but I saw lots of clips of her early on with Harry at different events, and she was like a sad sack. She was like a pouty little girl, because what about me? Where's the attention from me? Why are you all hanging around Harry? She, you know what I'm saying? Now, that has to translate when you're actually in the castle, and, you know, and you're pounding on those people that are not of the same stature as you. So does one bring on the other, or is it the other way? I mean, do you know what I'm saying? You kind of bring some stuff on yourself.
I do. I mean, don't get me wrong. I haven't changed my perspective totally. It's just kind of shifted somewhat. I think that, you see, the thing I come back to with all of this is, you know, all of the race stuff, I don't think, you know, the media everywhere can be racist. You know, the British media are no different. But I couldn't find anything like where they called her the N-word, referred to her color, you know, or anything like that. And the concern is that she's come across and said, hey, they're picking on me because I'm black. Now, number one, I'm going to be very careful how I phrase my sentences here, but I didn't even know she was black until, you know, I heard her mother was a black lady. So the media wouldn't have known that either. So I think it was more that they didn't like her and she didn't match up to his brother's wife, Kate, and they wanted someone in Kate's image, not someone who was white, but someone who was like in the background, you know, there to support their husband. And I don't think that that's what she had in mind.
Xander,
she wanted to be Diana.
Yeah, I was going to say that. Didn't she make reference to, you know, almost like herself being like Diana or the expectation or, and I believe that she thought she was going to be received in that light.
Right. I think she even chose clothing that was similar to Diana's. But you know, one thing I really want to make clear, Joe, is that regardless of any of this, if what she claims, and I'm not doubting it, because I don't think we should ever doubt anyone who says that they have mental health issues.
Yeah,
if her cries for help were not responded to, there is no excuse for that.
Right.
But there's no excuse for her behavior either, because I think we have to be balanced about this from the perspective of, you know, one doesn't cancel out the other.
Agreed.
Having unmet need and mental health problems is not canceled out by your bad behavior.
All right, hold on. We got to go for a quick break. I want to pick up there, though. Don't let me forget. You know, at my age, I may have a mental health issue. We'll be back in a minute. Joe Mazzini, your host.
87.
Xander Gibb. I only look 87, dude. We'll be back in a minute. I do only look 87. I mean, sure. No, I don't. Anyway, Joe Mazzini, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5562. Be back in a few minutes. Danny Gibb will join us again when we're back.
Would you like to be $600 richer in the next 10 minutes? Then make a free phone call and switch your car insurance to AIS. We get it. Car insurance is boring. We make it fast, fun, and easy. You make one call. We shop dozens of the best car insurance companies and offer you a way to save up to $600 on your car insurance. There's so many special deals and discounts. The best way to get them is to call. Based on your area, we have special discounts for military, teachers, engineers, and good students. Even discounts for low mileage and accident-free drivers. AIS has tons of ways to save you money on your car insurance. Make a free call right now to see what you qualify for. New customers who switch to AIS save an average of $600.
800-396-0650. 800-396-0650. 800-396-0650. That's 800-396-0650.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Power grid failures and natural disasters, they happen too often now. Will financial collapse be next? What kind of emergency plan do you have for the next sudden food shortage? If you don't, it's time to prepare. At MyPatriotSupply.com, we make it easy for you. Our emergency food storage kits stay fresh for up to 25 years. They ship fast and discreetly to your door. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
President Biden announced Wednesday that the federal government would order another 100 million doses of the Johnson & Johnson COVID vaccine, calling it a necessary move to ensure the nation is prepared for any contingency.
Today, I'm directing Jeff and my HHS team
to produce another 100 million doses and purchase another 100 million doses of the Johnson & Johnson vaccine. I'm doing this because in this wartime efforts, we need maximum flexibility. There's always a chance that we'll encounter unexpected challenges, or there'll be a new need for a vaccine effort, a vaccination effort. A lot can happen. A lot can change. And we need to be prepared.
Vaccination efforts in the U.S. have accelerated in the last several weeks, with more than 93 million doses administered and more than 32 million Americans fully vaccinated. This is USA Radio News.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
Did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Isn't that just like a wop? Brings a knife to a gunfight.
We are back. Listen to Real Time on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Like next hour, we're going to have a constitutional moment with Rick Green, and, we got to get informed, people. We got to get informed before you start to engage, or that's how we lose it. Anyway, always a pleasure to have you with me. Guess who? We're back at it again. Zanagan joins me from, I don't know, maybe a buzz in England, in London this morning. Everything about, but I guess, Zanagan, they aired the interview last night, correct?
Yep. Yes, right, they did. So, yeah.
And so that's what sent, it's amazing to me why they couldn't air at the same time as they did in the U.S., but whatever. I mean, not the same exact time, obviously, but the same day. But we were talking about Markle's mental state, if you would. And though I agree with you that I wouldn't question her mental state, I did have a doctor on the other night talking about the interview, talking about Markle, and saying, look, she appears to be more one that likes the drama, likes the, you know what I'm saying, the excitement of the whole thing. And if she truly is in that shape, she's got the money, she's got the ability and the resources to go get help.
Well, apparently she went to, the powers that be at the palace, because everything has to kind of go through and be approved, and she was told she couldn't get the help. Now, I wasn't sure about that either, because, you know, if you're not well, whether you're a member of the royal family or not, then surely there's a doctor that will see you privately, even come to the palace to see you. I mean, some of the things didn't ring true, and some of the things were kind of concerning for me. And whilst I want to be as fair and impartial as possible, I have to remember how the royal family treated Princess Diana and Sarah Ferguson. You know, they didn't get a very good deal from the palace, because, you know, no one was ever good enough for any of the Queen's children. I'm not saying that that adds to or detracts from this situation,
sure,
but I think it's something we need to take account of when you consider her claims. You know, we have to look at evidence, you know, for and against, really.
Yeah, no, again, if somebody is really, truly ill and needs to get help, then she should have just got help, and I'm not putting it on her, But man, if I needed the help and I wasn't getting it from within, I would find a way to make it. But that's your character and my character. This is how we operate, okay?
Right.
Some of the Hollywood types, I kind of feel bad for. They're so pampered and watched over and taken care of and covered for. I think this was just, I personally think this was a whole different environment for her. Also, in reading some of the stories from Harry's brother, and see, I'm way too much into this because I don't usually get involved in this, but heard that, or read that Harry was somewhat oppressed, if you would, or seemed to have a whole different demeanor about him. Part of it being that he had been told, talked to, and that, you know, he is a white supremacist or whatever it is that she was touting, and he had grown up and these people were terrible, these people around him were just terrible. So I hope that's not the case, because I can't believe the queen is terrible, you know?
No, but I kind of, I'm glad you touched on the race issue, because that was one of the things that kind of concerns me, because obviously, you know, any kind of racism we should be, you know, challenging and stamping out. But I think what is increasingly becoming a problem both sides of the pond is what we actually consider to be racism. You know, we've seen an increase in, you know, the liberalizing of the planet, and part of that is that if you disagree with someone who's black or someone who's gay or a minority or someone who is Italian, you are anti that. You know, you're a hater, you're a foe. And I don't necessarily think that race was the motivation in this. It was more a response to her attitude. But then we look at the secondary claim of racism with regards to what's gone on in the palace, where they've actually discussed with Harry what shade of skin their child would be. Because obviously, if you were, I don't know what the correct terminology is today, so I'll just choose what I think is most appropriate. If you are mixed race and you have a child to a white person, you know, the potential for skin color is all across the spectrum. But I don't think it's necessarily racist to consider that, because we've all been there. You know, I have friends who are like mixed couples, you know, like one partner is black, one partner is white, and they do wonder who the child is going to be more like, the father or the mother. But I don't feel that that is necessarily racist. Do you?
No. No, not at all. I mean, look, everything becomes racist because people don't like the way it sounds or feels or whatever. And I've always, you know me on the show, I've always been against that. It's kind of like, look, here's the bottom line with it. If we can't talk about the issues that we see as an issue, then we can't talk about anything, and it'll just get worse.
No.
It won't get better. It'll get worse. And you people who think by keeping it hush-hush or quiet, it'll get worse. And I don't know any other way to put it, but anyhow, but I just, maybe I'm tainted, not by her, because I don't know her. I really don't. But I know what the Hollywood types are like, and I see how they operate and how they act and all of that. And it's very hard sometimes for me to take them seriously when they're sitting there, you know, crying out for help. Okay, great, go get help. You got the money, you got the, now maybe she was in a different situation, I got that. But again, I'm going to come back to, my God, was it really that bad there? Why is Harry so depressed? From what I'm hearing is that she's finally convinced him or got him to see how bad the Queen is and how bad that family is, how racist they are. I find that appalling.
I do too. I have to say, during that interview, they did nothing but praise the Queen, and they had nothing bad to say about the Queen. They were saying it was more systemic, like they were referring to the royal family as the firm, and it was the firm that was oppressing him and her. And I was kind of concerned that they said they both agreed that, you know, Meghan had come along and saved him. And as far as I'm concerned, there's only one person that can save you, and that's Jesus. So I found that a little creepy. But you know what I found creepier? I found it very creepy that Hillary Clinton was chiming in on this today, because I thought she said, you know, black people were super predators who need to be brought to heel. So why has the nation forgotten that and asked her to comment on on an alleged racist commentary from the UK.
Yep.
I'm lost.
Because she's so important. Don't you know? Come on, Xander.
To who?
Sorry. You're such a misogynist, you know? I mean, it's because she's a woman, right? I mean, seriously.
Yeah, it is. It's because she's a woman, because she's a,
you know what I'm saying?
Democrat, and because she's white. That's what it is.
Oh, God bless. I mean, these people are just amazing. They are amazing to me, self-absorbed. I just for the record, I really have a hard time with Hollywood people. It's funny because there are a few that are truly genuine people. You know what I'm saying? They're not caught up in the world.
Oh,
look
for sure.
At me and look how important I am. So it's very hard.
I have.
Go ahead.
I'm sorry, I interrupted
you.
I was just going to say, I have some really good friends who are famous Hollywood actors. And when they're away from the set, they're just them, you know?
Right.
And I kind of respect that. They're not like, you know, airs and graces. And you know, where's my limousine? And you know, why haven't I got the best salmon? And I can't respect that about people. I want everybody to be treated well and to be treated properly. But some of these Hollywood types just kind of, you know, want a little more. But the other thing I thought was really funny about last night's interview, but did you notice that Oprah managed to snaffle some free eggs from their chicken coop? You know, the woman is a multi-billionaire and she can't buy her own eggs. I mean, what's next?
Well, she can buy her own chickens, for God's sakes, right? You know she gave those eggs back right after it, right? Yeah. Somebody get these out of my hand. Bring me some. I need to wash my hands. I touched eggs. Oh, my God.
You get free eggs. You get free eggs.
Oh,
one of the funniest questions for me was when.
All right, hold that question.
Go on.
Hold the funny question because we'll do that on the other side of the break. Trouble Senior Host.
Okay.
You listen to Real Side. Be back in a minute. Yes, we believe in capitalism here, so we'll be back in a minute. Yes, we will be. We'll be back in a minute. Joe Bacini, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Don't go far. He's coming back right after the break.
The stress levels of Americans may be at an all-time high. From education to business to basic needs to politics, the 2020 pandemic-related stressors are pushing many of us to near breaking point. That's why you should consider the stress and pain-relieving products from sunny-bay.com, like our lavender neck wraps and pads infused with premium Washington lavender buds. They relieve tension and relax with a soothing scent of lavender. And lifestyle expert Jennifer Bonner recommends products from Sunny Bay.
Sunny Bay's hands-free neck wraps should be your go-to pain relief solution.
Give gifts to family and friends that relieve stress and pain. Give love and care by giving the best. Give pillows, neck wraps, and body wraps from sunny-bay.com, a Biomed DB design company. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
Tehibo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
The following is a paid announcement. The advertiser was paid a marketing fee for a digital campaign. Please make sure to review our disclaimer on our report page.
The new year is here, and the time is now to capitalize on the gold stocks boom in the U.S. markets. More stimulus and higher inflation could potentially drive gold prices to record highs in 2021. And with gold exploration stocks poised to skyrocket in the coming months, you have an opportunity to position your trades with red-hot gold exploration stock opportunities. Text the word GOLD to 48542. Get front row access to market intelligence when you text the word GOLD to 48542 and to set your investment research strategy to hyper-growth mode with your free subscription to the Gold Market Research Report. Text GOLD to 48542 and have this red-hot intelligence delivered directly to your mobile device so you can make decisions as market conditions change. If you're interested in our hit list of the most promising gold exploration stocks, then text the word GOLD to 48542 and don't get left behind in 2021. Text GOLD to 48542.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Hey, everybody. If you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with a high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to go through life, son.
The Real Sound of GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Look, get involved, get engaged, you know, get informed, really is what it boils down to, right? If you get informed, you have the information you need, you can make a valid argument. Otherwise, stop yelling at people. It doesn't work. It only works for me. We're back at it again. Joe, senior host, always a pleasure to have you with me. Sandra Kidd joins me. From It's a Buzz in England. They're all about the Markle interview the other night. And, yeah, would have been, you know, be funny if, well, that wouldn't be that funny. I was going to say, I'd buy like dozens and dozens of eggs for her next show and tell everybody they were straight out of Harry and
throw them at her.
Yeah, there you go. I like that idea. You know, here,
or TP her set. That would anyway. Be even better.
Oh.
She comes
No. Toilet paper is very, you know, I mean, it's going to be a commodity.
Oh, God, it's a commodity. Yeah, for sure.
That's all I'm going to say. You know what I mean? Anyway, you were talking about one of the key moments in the interview.
Yeah. When Oprah said to Prince Harry, she said, well, Harry, do you feel dominated by Meghan? And Meghan said, no, he doesn't.
Wow. Yeah, he looks... Yeah, I'm going to get email on this one, but whatever. He looks... like a dominated, oppressed
husband.
Yeah. Doesn't he?
Yeah, he is a bit whipped.
Is he?
She was watching his every answer, and I think that kind of made him nervous. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, because he has to sleep next to her.
Yeah, I bet he was really scared, because otherwise all Mike should be punching him in the chest and saying, I told you not to say that.
We went over that before the interview. What's wrong with you?
Yeah, I told you. You shouldn't have said that. One of the other things that really kind of stood out for me, well, apparently she did ask about Meghan Markle's father and the relationship there, but that wasn't put in the final interview. I don't know if it was in the U.S., because obviously they edit different for each side of the world. But I think they should have gone into that more, because I think she's done her dad a disservice too. And now Harry doesn't have a very good relationship with his father, but he spoke very, you know, movingly about his relationship with his dad. He said at least they're kind of talking again now. But you know, there is, because for me, if you are a good partner, wherever possible, you will encourage your partner to maintain a relationship with their family, you know?
Right, right.
And that's not happened here, I don't think. Because I would be saying every day, you know, if I had a partner that had this kind of situation, I'd be like, can you call your brother? Can you call your dad? You know? Because if you love someone, you want the best for their whole life, not just their life with you, surely.
But that goes back, I'm not a psychiatrist here, but that goes back to what I was saying before when I said they are self-absorbed. These Hollywood types are very, not all of them, I know there's a small percentage that aren't, but it's about me. What about me? How come you're not fawning over me? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. I mean, that struck me about the fact that she did like 40%. 60% of the interview, maybe 70%, and he came on for like the last little bit, which I thought was quite concerning. You know, I know you and your wife quite equally, and if I was going to interview you about your relationship, I would want to speak to you both at the same time for the same period of time. Doesn't that seem rather odd? Doesn't that feed into what you're saying about, you know, I know your wife is a Hollywood superstar, but, you know, doesn't that highlight what you were saying?
Exactly. And really, what was this about? What was the interview about? Because the only thing it really did was shed a little more haze over the royal family. What was it really about?
Yeah. I'm kind of torn, because I think public opinion was swayed, because I do have a little bit more compassion for her. But this is either going to bring, they're either going to bring them back into the royal circle, or they'll be banished from the kingdom forever. And I kind of, sadly, I fear it would be the latter, because this is not the done thing. This is not protocol. You know, as a member of the royal family, you don't want to talk about it. Even in regular families, you don't want your kids talking about what goes on in your house, do you, really?
No. It's nobody's business. You know, again, growing up with the Italian type of attitude, you know, what happens in these four walls stays in these four walls. Now, I'm not talking about, so we're clear for you yo-hos from the left that are listening, I'm not talking about child abuse or spousal abuse.
Well, no.
Conversations around family issues, okay, that stays in the house. Doesn't go outside the house.
No, absolutely. One of the saddest things about all of this for me was that Harry said that, you know, he was afraid of history repeating itself, you know, with regards to his mother who died as a result of the paparazzi chase. But I kind of think that this was a different thing. I don't feel like Meghan and Harry have been hounded in public. And yeah, here's the thing as well. Do you read your bad press? Because I know I get bad press. On the left says some very nasty things about me. And talks about me as if I'm some, you know, demonic homosexual. Only on Friday nights, if you were wondering. But I don't read those things, because I don't think that they don't add anything to my life. They won't change anything that I'm doing or any way that I'm behaving. And I don't think they're good for my psyche. So why do they even bother to read their bad press? I know a lot of people don't. Do you read the bad things that people write about you?
No. The only time I will go back and read something, I don't even read after I drop a bomb in one of those Facebook pages, but somebody will say, you know, so-and-so said this about you, and, you know, you need to make it straight. I'll go read it and decide. But other than that, no. No, I do not do that.
No, me either.
But to your point, you're not going to change their minds, no matter what you say.
Of course. And I've actually got to the point now where I'm all for civil discourse, but unfortunately some people are not capable of civil discourse, so I would rather cut them out, unblock them, because of how that could potentially affect me. So if you're telling me who I am and that's not true, then you're gone. You know what I mean? It's not that I can't accept criticism, because I can accept constructive criticism, but why in their position do they even care what the press say? The media are there to make a buck. And you know, the palace invites the media every year for a party. So why are they still giving them these favors if they're treating them so badly? It's like a...
They have a party there every year for the media?
Yeah.
How come I don't get invited? What's that all about?
Well, they said that they don't want you there because you offended the Queen when she was on your show, but I really can't comment on that because, you know, I live here now, so.
You're afraid they might come after you like they did Markle. I mean,
Sure.
You went over it pretty fast. You were talking about how he's afraid that history's going to repeat itself from a standpoint that he's afraid that she may die in some kind of car accident?
Well, yes, because they removed, not car accident per se, but they removed their security when they moved to America, which apparently is the protocol, but he's still in line to the throne. You know, this is why they don't let all the royals travel on one aeroplane together, because, you know, if they all die, God forbid, you know, who's gonna clean the windows of Buckingham Palace, as it were. But he's worried that, because he's had death threats. They've both had death threats. But, you know, my gosh, I'm a minor player in the media field, and I've had death threats. You know, most of them were from family members. But do you know what I mean? So death threats alone, I know he's in a different echelon to myself. But seriously, I had a death threat when I lived in New York. And I spoke to the police, and the police said, Xander, if someone's going to kill you, they're going to come do it. They're not going to warn you that they're going to do it.
Well,
so
I believe that. I really do. I don't think that people are going to give you a whole bunch of, hey, look over your shoulder, because I'm going to be there, you know, kind of thing. So
I know where you live, Messina.
Most people do. You know, the funny thing about it is being an elected official, that is a very true statement. I mean, people do know where I live. They can get the information easily, and it makes us even more of a target. But, you know, the bottom line was, most of the time, I just believe that God's protecting us, will protect us for doing what we're doing.
Yeah, and come get me.
I'm kind of there, too.
Yeah.
Come get me, you know.
Yeah, my wife has two guns. I mean, I don't have a wife. I was referring to you. But it's funny when people say, I know where you live, Xander, give you live in New York, and I'm going to come and get you. I mean, you know, I've lived in London for however many years.
Yeah, but I would say, come on down. Yeah, I'll
bring it,
the coffee.
You know.
Yeah, no problem.
Yeah, exactly. If you can find me, bring pizza. I mean, wouldn't that be a nicer thing? But to end on a positive note,
please.
They confirmed that they're having a baby girl, and I really do hope they call her Diana. And I have to say, even with regard to all of this, I do wish them the best. I hope they get on with their life. I hope they stop courting the media, because you can't say in one breath, I want the media to leave me alone, and then sit down and do a $1 million interview with Oprah. You can't have it both ways.
No.
But I hope they get peace of mind. I hope they stop with all this back and forth, and I hope that, I know Harry listens to the show. If you're listening, Governor, call your father and your brother.
Well, you know, I got to tell you something. I don't wish somebody ill just to wish somebody ill. You know what I'm saying?
No.
I mean, if she's got issues, she needs to take care of those issues. I just get irritated that they have to, everything has to now be aired in public for whatever godforsaken reason.
Oh, for sure.
All right. Tell people where to find you.
XanderGibbs.com or any patisserie in London.
Yeah. Joe Messina, your host, will be back in next hour, Constitutional Moment. Rick Green will have several things he wants to tell you. Come on back and enjoy your time.